Get Lifted Books and Zando Audio present
Rosewater by Liv Little, read by Sahela Hippolyte. For Sahela, Chapter 1. Several loud thuds ricochet from my front door and reverberate through my little space. My flat is a collection of plywood walls that have been haphazardly installed to give the illusion of being an apartment, rather than a tiny studio. Even a quiet hum in the sitting room can be heard from the kitchen. And so the doorbell's piercing ring, followed by three frenzied bangs, makes my head sting. The blind still being down makes it hard to tell what time it is. Stretching over the body in my bed, I grab my phone, and through squinted eyes see that it's 4 p.m. I'm not ready to get up. Last night was a heady mixture of sweat-tangled bodies and the synthesized melodies of Funky House. The club, ordinarily begging for attention, had been wedged full. A collective of DJs took it over for the night. They had thrown a party which, despite initial hesitation from our manager, was strictly no boys and no straights. After my shift, and more shots of Sambuca than one person should ever consume if they want to maintain a functioning liver, B had come back to mine. It was our routine. Her soft, naked body was now sprawled out next to me in bed, her heavy breathing evidence of deep sleep. She has a remarkable talent for sleeping through a ruckus. I put my phone back down and my eyes involuntarily start to close. But then the bangs and rings restart, creating a hysterical cacophony that sends sharp electrical currents through my head and forces me awake. It must be Jim from downstairs. He's the only person who would call on me with such vim. I try sending a telepathic message telling him to shut the hell up, but the bangs keep coming. I'm gearing up to stand and open the door, to be overwhelmed by the foul stench of a man who smokes 40 fags a day. There's a bitter nausea now bubbling in my tummy. I know that only a cup of sugary tea can make me human again. Saliva gathers in my stale mouth in anticipation. A t-shirt with Miss Lauren Hill's face on it and a pair of checkered boxer shorts are the only clothing options in my immediate vicinity. My legs, which have been left fragile and shaking from last night's antics, do their best to haul my tender torso out of bed and into the hallway. Next to a small square glass award I won for my self-published
sample complete. Ready to continue?